Newsfeed. I'm Sarah Mezzi.
I'm Ariana Everett.
And I'm Mina Sharif.
And today we're going to be talking about the holiday seasons, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. Everyone has their own traditions, and even in their own family, you know, everyone does something different, especially with Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, Hanukkah, all the things that come up. So everyone does something different. We're going to talk about that today.
This is my favorite time of the year. I'm absolutely obsessed with the holidays. Christmas by far is my favorite. I'm definitely the person that's been blasting Christmas music for over a month that everybody dislikes. But I can't help it. I feel like it's for such a short period of time, you kind of have to take advantage of it.
And I love how much time we have, because we have from the end of October, even the beginning of October, from Halloween, and then the very end of December, sometimes even going into January with New Year's Eve.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know since we have such long breaks, everyone kind of does something different. I know in my family, it's such a small immediate family, just me and my mom, my sister, that we do something different every year. We don't have a ton of traditions, but I kind of like that. It's fun. We get to take trips sometimes, and sometimes we stay home. One year we had a mini Christmas tree. We always do something different. I really like that about this time of the year. We kind of get to pick and choose what we want to do.
Yeah, we kind of have the same thing. We kind of switch it up a little bit every year. My dad's family actually usually comes in town, so it's usually like 10 to 15 people. So it's a pretty big gathering, but my family actually owns restaurants. So we usually, I guess for the last like 5-6 years, we've gone to the restaurants and done like an early dinner to accommodate, you know, my grandparents and all of that. But the only thing that stays the same every year is we do the 5K turkey trot that is actually put on by one of our restaurants, and it has like a different organization that the money goes to every year. So it's kind of like, you know, being thankful for what you have and giving to others kind of thing. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So I have a really, really big family. I have family all over. So normally what we do is we tend to spread it out. So we'll spend maybe like a lunch, Thanksgiving lunch at one part of the family's house, and then Thanksgiving dinner at someone else's. So Thanksgiving is usually so, so hectic for us, but it's great because everyone comes together and we get to see everyone who we typically don't see throughout the year.
Yeah, I know everyone's family is different again. You know, sometimes your siblings only get to come home for one holiday, especially if they're married. They have to choose between Thanksgiving and Christmas or something like that. But it's always nice to be together with family. So I think something else we should address is Black Friday, probably. I think everyone is, you know, looking for the best and cheapest way to buy Christmas gifts, especially. But I was never really a Black Friday hound or anything like that. I went to Target once with my sister, but that was about it. So it's just so crazy, you know?
I'm the exact same way. I don't know what it is because I'm a huge shopper. Like, I fully have a problem. But I never go Black Friday shopping. I think it's very intimidating. Like, I'm a slow shopper. I want to like kind of like weed my way through all of my options, weigh my options. I don't want to fight people for it. It shouldn't be worth it. That's not what it's about, you know?
I actually used to work almost every Black Friday since high school. So after that, just seeing what people do and everything, I was like, I'm not doing this ever. And it's usually not worth it just because the deals aren't as great as you would expect them to be. So
yeah, I worked at Michael Kors one year during the holiday season, and for Black Friday it was terrifying, honestly. It was like terrifying. Hide under the desk terrifying. It was, people are vicious.
Yeah. It's ironic, but it happens. So this is all we have for today. Be sure to check us out at the newsfeed NRV at wordpress.com. And this is Mina Sharif.
Ariana Everett.
And I'm Sarah Mezzi. Thanks for joining us.